third Sunday in Advent. The theme is joy, and we are going to rejoice in the Christmas narrative, and these young people are going to lead us in that. Let's have a word of prayer. Our Father and God, we thank you and praise you that you did send forth your Son, born of a woman, born under the law, that we might have life. We thank you for the joy that we have, because he came, he loved us, he died for us, he now intercedes for us, and he's coming again. We thank you for this, which is the root of our joy, and we ask that we would demonstrate our joy as we live and move during the week. In Jesus' name, amen.
Micah 5, verse 2. But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me, who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times.
Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Cornelius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register.
So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee in Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in the manger because there was no guest room available for them.
Name of mom all names.
keeping watch over flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone above them, and they were terrified. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angels, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace. peace to those for whom his favor rests.
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and who all heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
Thank you.
things and pondered them in her heart.
The shepherd returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
There came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he born king of the Jews? We have seen his star to worship him, in the east, and come to worship him."
They saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding
This morning we light the third candle.
We light this candle as a symbol of the joy that is written, that is ours when our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Paul exhorts us to rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. Let us rejoice, for Jesus Christ came to save sinners, that we might have life eternal.
Thank you. Well done. I have a question. I have a question for you. The shepherds, the wise men, when they saw Jesus in the manger or in their house, what did they do? When they saw him, what did they do? Yes?
Worshipped him.
They worshipped him. Yep, they worshipped him. And this Jesus that came born of a virgin in Bethlehem many years ago, when was the first time that God promised that he would send this child? Do you have any idea when the first time that this was mentioned? Yes? I'll tell you, in the Garden of Eden, okay, way back when Adam and Eve were still in the Garden of Eden, God promised that he would send someone to crush the serpent's head. So from creation until the coming of Jesus, we had this long expectation of something to happen. Have you ever had to wait a long time for something you hoped for? What was the longest time you had to wait? A month? 6 months? A year? A month. Yeah, that's a long time. Whoops. That was a long time. Well, God promised it thousands of years before Jesus came. And they had all of these promises in the Old Testament. So when the angels came to the shepherds, they were announcing the fulfillment of promises. That is a time for great joy. And the word that we use is gospel. And the word that we use being gospel means good news. Good news. God fulfilled all of his promises in Christ. And Peter writes to us, he says that we rejoice with inexpressible joy. Inexpressible joy. They're so joyful, and we should be so joyful that we cannot express our joy. We have words that we cannot say because we're so full of joy. Jesus Christ came in fulfillment of all those Old Testament promises. We are those who have looked back at that fulfillment, okay? And we believe that Jesus was born. Have you ever seen Jesus?
No.
And you're told that he came and died, and we sang that Jesus loves me, and we, in turn, are to love him. And Peter also writes, and he says, whom you have not seen, we have not seen Jesus. We love. And how do we love? We love because we believe what the New Testament tells us about what Jesus did for us. We believe that he died for us because he loved us, and therefore we love him in return. And then, not only do we look back at what Jesus did at the cross for us, we look forward to his coming again. So we look forward to the coming of Jesus Christ, that when he comes, there'll be a new heaven and a new earth, and we will have new bodies. Our bodies will not be able to sin. Do you ever disobey your parents? Anybody here never disobey your parents? Okay, if you disobeyed your parents once, you are guilty before God. But Jesus Christ died that disobedience to your parents would be forgiven. And as it's forgiven, then God reckons you to be righteous, which means he reckons you and he sets you apart as one who obeyed your parents. And therefore, you have life eternal. And when Jesus comes again, you will be with him in his presence for eternity. That's our hope. And when he comes again, we will see him as he is, and we will see him with great joy. So we look back at his first coming with great joy because he came in fulfillment to all of God's promises, and he bore our sin on the cross. And we look forward to his return with great anticipation and great joy, because then we will have life eternal in his presence. Let's stand for the benediction. Our gracious God and Father, we do thank you and praise you for that which you have accomplished through Jesus Christ. And we thank you and praise you for the hope that we have in him. He will come, and we will bow down before him, and we will worship him, and we will see him as he is. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.